Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
New York Crisis Pregnancy Centers get a free speech victory. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, Matt, we've talked many times about the abortion pill reversal. In fact, we've talked to our Dr. William Lyle, who uses it regularly, and I think he's saved at least 13 babies to this point for moms who have taken the abortion pill, then they have regrets, then they call a hotline. They get in touch with him. He gets them the reversal pill at the pharmacist. They take it, and many of them have saved their babies as a result. This protocol works.
He has specific evidence that it works, mm-hmm. that when administered at the right time, many of these women, once they take this abortion pill protocol, they think about it and they change their mind. Mm-hmm. And when properly administered at the right time, thereafter taking that abortion medication, he has had great success along with other doctors. He is a high-risk OBGYN, Dr. Lyle, highly qualified, highly competent. And in New York, the crisis pregnancy centers were giving information about the opportunity to have this abortion pill reversal protocol. So,
which is what they should be doing.
Yeah, the Attorney General, Letitia James, she came after them, and she wanted to prohibit them from doing so by saying that they were violating the consumer fraud protocol in New York. Well, a federal judge just recently ruled that the pro-life crisis pregnancy centers in New York are free to inform pregnant women about the abortion pill reversal protocol, which consists of the natural hormone progesterone and its life-saving potential to stop the chemical abortion pill from killing an unborn baby.
You know, in 2024 of this year, May, the Attorney General claimed this protocol was quote-unquote unproven and sued 11 pro-life pregnancy centers who are part of the Heartbeat International Network. She accused them of fraudulent business practices and false advertisement in an attempt to censor free speech regarding reversing an abortion in progress. And of course, we've encountered this Attorney General when we've represented a sidewalk counselor before.
Yeah, we have. In fact, we went
we know
after
what her,
her
agenda is.
predecessor, who actually had to step down. He's the one who came after sidewalk counselors using mm-hmm. the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Law on behalf of an abortion clinic, one of the oldest in the country. And he had to step down because of accusations of sexual assault of some of the people that he worked around. And then Letitia James was second in command, and she took over his position and continued the litigation. We got our case dismissed in this matter because it had no basis in law or fact. But this is this New York Attorney General mentality, mm-hmm. radical adherence to abortion and LGBTQ ideology. They're politically motivated. We have firsthand experience with this. Well, when Letitia James came after these 11 pro-life pregnancy centers that are part of Heartbeat International Network, well, Heartbeat International Network, the NIFLA and others, they pushed back. They filed suit against the Attorney General for illegally targeting these pregnancy centers to censor their pro-life viewpoints that she disfavors. And the judge wrote that, quote, "The First Amendment protects the pregnancy center's right to speak freely about APR," that's the abortion pill reversal protocol, "and more specifically to say that it is safe and effective for a pregnant woman to use with her doctor to reverse the effects of the first chemical abortion pill and thereby help save the life of her unborn child," close quote.
It just shows you what her agenda is. If she's wanting to muzzle their free speech and not talk about the opportunity for these moms to save their babies, you can see where she's coming from. Because in New York, they just, you know, love Planned Parenthood and love abortions because they're getting money from it.
Well, think about this. You have a woman who has taken an abortion-inducing drug mm-hmm. that's going to begin the chemical process of abortion. She then changes her mind after learning more, thinking about it, and wants to stop the process.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a doctor who has expertise, and there is medication that has been shown to help reverse the effects and stop that continuation of the abortion. But Letitia James doesn't want women to know about it.
Right.
Doesn't want these crisis pregnancy centers to say anything about it. And then in her way comes against them to say, oh, you're committing consumer fraud. You're violating the consumer protection law because you're saying fraudulent things like that this pill, this progesterone, will actually reverse these abortion pills. Well, the fact is, Letitia James, that's exactly what the science and what the evidence shows. It does, in many cases, reverse this abortion pill. But you're wanting them to not know about it. You're wanting them to continue to go down the path of the mistake that they made in the first place in taking the drug to start the abortion. That is callous. How can that any way possibly be considered protecting women?
Right. And these pregnancy centers have a right to share this free speech, just like in the NIFLA decision in 2018. You know, our clients in the got the permanent injunction in Mountain Right to Life versus Becerra, because they were trying to force, these California was trying to force these pregnancy centers to advertise abortion in a huge font. Remember the big signs?
They were
trying
Remember
to force
that?
Them to do that?
48-point font.
Yes.
And it was a lot of words, and depending upon where you were in California, you had to be in multiple languages. So if you had something in a brochure that just talked about, you know, your crisis pregnancy center, now you had to put in 48-point font. This long statement about how you can get free or low-cost abortions in multiple languages, and it would take up several pages of your brochure.
In a pro-life pregnancy center. So we won at the U.S. Supreme Court in the NIFLA versus Becerra for our three clients in California, thankfully, who had amazing stories of babies being born as a result.
Yeah, so this judge here, Judge Sinatra, an appointee of President Donald Trump, quoted the Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy stating that the U.S. Constitution stands against the idea that our nation needs a ministry of truth, a clear reference to George Orwell's 1949 novel, 1984, stating that that these crisis pregnancy centers are likely to succeed on the merits of their free speech claims and that they are suffering irreparable harm each day that their constitutional freedoms are infringed, granting them a preliminary injunction that bars the New York Attorney General from taking any legal action against these pregnancy centers or associated pregnancy centers while the case continues in federal court.
And, you know, going back to, we were talking about Dr. William Lyle, who has had tremendous success. In fact, I just see his stats. He has personally reversed the abortion pill 15 out of 19 times. That's a 78% success rate. That's 78% more babies that are now walking around because of that abortion pill reversal protocol.
Yeah, and the abortion pill protocol consists of giving extra progesterone within 72 hours after taking mifepristone to outnumber and outcompete, if you will, the abortion drug so that the baby can survive, despite James's claim that the protocol is unproven. NIFLA, the Association of Crisis Pregnancy Centers, cited studies that show that it has saved more than 5,000 unborn babies and has a success rate of up to 64 to 68%.
It's incredible.
And Dr. William Lyle, who we have interviewed in more than one occasion, a board certified in obstetrics and gynecology, has said the same thing with his evidence. And he actually gave an amazing story when we interviewed him on Freedom Alive TV program about how a woman had this pill, then saw a billboard and called the billboard as she's driving back.
I think she saw two billboards, actually, didn't she?
She saw two
billboards
as she's driving back
home. And God started working on her heart. Then she kept driving and saw another billboard.
She calls the doctor, she calls the phone number. They put her in touch with Dr. Lyle.
Mm-hmm.
She gets this progesterone, and she comes in for an exam, and it works.
There's a heartbeat.
Her abortion was reversed.
There's a heartbeat.
There's a heartbeat there. So it does work, and thankful to this judge and to these crisis pregnancy centers that continue to stay the course. We have to continue to fight for faith and freedom. Mm-hmm. The battle over life is probably the most intense now that we've ever faced. After the overturning of Roe, which we certainly celebrate, the battle has certainly intensified on the state level, and you'll see it here in this case, and also in cases where we're battling against these state initiatives. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/FL Amendment for the Florida Abortion Amendment, and /abortion amendments for all the amendments that are on the ballot nationwide.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.